Welcome back to the South Florida Roundup here on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening this week. Fort Lauderdale is the latest city in South Florida to ban plastic straws. On Tuesday, city commissioners voted to approve an ordinance that prohibits the sale or distribution of plastic straws in city facilities and restaurants. The law will go into effect next year. Now, several other cities in South Florida have enacted similar anti-straw bans. Hallandale Beach's ban began this month. It'll begin in April in Deerfield Beach. Delray Beach could become the first city in Palm Beach County to ban plastic straws from restaurants. Its final vote is scheduled for March. Now, in a week, on February 1st, Miami Beach will begin enforcing its ban on plastic straws and bags for city properties and sidewalk cafes, namely those on Ocean Drive. So here we are. Have you dealt with a shift away from plastic, away from plastic bags or plastic straws? Are you for or against a plastic straw ban? Here's what some of our listeners had to say.
My church made me aware of the problems with plastic straw a year or two ago. They use pasta for coffee stirrers because they're biodegradable, and I only use straws for building tear cakes, and I think I've had the same package for about 10-plus years. I usually use sippy cups when I'm drinking. I even take one to Panera for coffee so I can take the cup with me but not use a disposable.
Banning the plastic straws is one great step. And I'm hoping that all of the eco-friendly, non-toxic, reusable straws might be a great replacement. They appear to be already available in the market.
Banning plastic straws is like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. The reality is that straws represent just a tiny fraction of the plastic waste generated each day. And they'll simply be replaced with paper ones that end up in landfills.
800-743-WLRN is the telephone number to join our conversation. Plastic straws, banning plastic straws, 800-743-9576. And I'll correct myself. The Delray Beach vote, final vote on the potential ban of plastic straws is scheduled for February, not for March. I apologize. Cat in Coconut Creek says, I do not use them. I use reusable cups for my coffee and water. Justin in Miami, I use them. Don't see a ban on straws affecting me at all. Plenty of ways to drink a drink, Justin says. Sandra in Palmetto Bay, a ban would be especially awful in Florida during hot days when icy drinks are consumed. Could use stainless steel straws. Bring your own or buy one for a dollar to become an alternative to paper. Claudio in Fort Lauderdale wrote us, I work for Royal Caribbean. We had to step back from a total ban. It impacted our guests with disabilities who could not lift a glass on their own. Joining us on the telephone now is Kevin Rader, state senator from Delray Beach. He is with us. Senator, welcome to WLRN, the Florida Roundup. Appreciate your time today.
Absolutely, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So you have proposed legislation that would take this plastic straw ban from some individual municipalities that you're seeing here, some in your district, and apply it statewide. Why do you think this is an idea that the state government needs to get involved with?
Well, thanks for asking that question. Let me start out by saying it's a ban on plastic carryout bags and plastic straws, not just plastic straws. I think the carryout bags are a little more serious.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the governor just recently announced last week a $2.5 billion initiative to clean up our Florida's waterways. And I support that initiative, but part of that must include eliminating an obvious pollutant and danger to our environment, and that's plastic bags and plastic straws. These initiatives will, when passed, have like an immediate positive impact on our polluted waterways. It'd be instituted, removing toxic, dangerous chemicals from our waterways.
So let me ask,
that fishermen and anglers they see this and the negative impacts every day about the pollutants in our waterways, and we must take bold steps to put an end to that.
So, in real terms, your legislation, if passed and signed into law, would effectively prohibit the ubiquitous Publix plastic bag. Is that right?
Yes, the plastic carryout bag is what it says in the legislation. Not the what where you separate fruit when you're getting produce, but the actual plastic bags at the end. It's so common now in our society of using recyclable.
Sure. Now I know some.
And there's one thing I also wanted to say. There's one. All your listeners have chimed in. I was listening to it, and one of them said on the cruise ship they. Disabled. I do have an exception for disabled people mm-hmm. who can use due to a disability or medical condition. That plastic straw would be obviously not would be suitable for their use.
So some cities, some municipalities have gone the route of taxing plastic bags to provide a bit of a revenue stream. Your proposal would go a different direction and not tax them, but ban them. So what is a company, what's a consumer supposed to do given the ubiquitous nature of this?
Well, let me say this. This is, I believe, in the state of Florida's history, the first example of putting this forth. And it's a discussion point. Do we want to put a fee or a tax on it? Do we want to do preemption out of Tallahassee? Do we want to do recycling instead or for plastic bottles, like a bottle deposit bill or something of that nature? But all this is part of the greater discussion, and it needs to start. And I believe Governor DeSantis, when he announced this $2.5 billion initiative, mm-hmm. last week, I hope he's part of wanting to create a solution and have bold statements that he's going to be an environmental friendly governor.
Senator Rader, let me bring in Jason Emmett via Skype. He is president of Duffy's Sports Grill. It is a restaurant chain with quite a footprint in Florida and South Florida, more than a dozen restaurants. Jason, welcome to WLRN and the South Florida Roundup. The senator's bill would ban plastic straws. It would ban plastic bags. What kind of impact could this have on the restaurant business generally, but specifically your business? You use plastic straws and plastic bags for takeout, for instance, Jason.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Tom. And yeah, listen, there's an impact, of course. And we've been watching this pretty closely. This has been coming for a while. This has been a very popular initiative to get rid of plastic straws before it became a legislative one. And we first took some initial steps to at least limit our usage of plastic straws and no longer just giving them automatically. That's the first thing we've done, and just give them upon request only, so at least we're not just wasting unwanted straws. The challenge for us has only been in finding a real quality solution or quality alternative to the plastic straws. The initial ones we've tested as we've begun looking at this process have just not held up to our standards, and they disintegrate. If you've ever used a paper straw, we haven't found one yet that can withstand the test of time, sort of, that plastic does, unfortunately. We recognize it's a problem. I applaud the senator's sustainability efforts. I think it's a needed conversation. I think it goes beyond just plastic straws and bags, but I think it's a good first step. And so we'll adapt as necessary. And I think that we're on board to do whatever's needed to adapt and evolve with the times.
Some of our listeners responding to the plastic straw issue, Reggie in Hollywood, I need to ban plastic straws and plastic bags. Those things pollute the environment and kill wildlife and fish. Kathy in Boca Raton, I use straws every day. I like paper straws, she says. They don't last as long, but I would rather have something earth-friendly. She also writes, I can do metal straws, too. No big deal. Christian and Davey, what the heck? Is there a cost-efficient alternative? I need my straws, Christian writes us. Karen in Riviera Beach is on line one. Go ahead, Karen. You're on the radio.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have tried glass straws, which break too easily, metal straws, which are too cold, and I found that wheat straw that is harvested after the crop is taken in has worked the best. It's not dyed, it's not processed. Sometimes the size may be uneven, but it still pulls the drink up, and you can wash them if you want to and reuse them, but that so far has been the best for me.
All right, Karen, wheat straws could be a boon for the state of Kansas if that catches fire here in Florida. Yvonne and Kendall wants to talk about plastic bags more generally. Go ahead, Yvonne. Thanks for calling in. Yvonne and Kendall, you with us?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. You're probably organizing your plastic bags, maybe. Go ahead. You're on the radio, Yvonne.
Oh, listen to me. This is so ridiculous. You're probably too young, but you remember days ago when you had to carry your bag to the store?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have all these bags? You go to some store, you buy 2 pins, they give you 6 plastic bags.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
We are drowning our environment and therefore killing ourselves with all this plastic. I don't even use a straw. What do I need?
Gotcha. Yvonne and Kendall, thank you. Senator Rader, to Yvonne's point, what are the alternatives? Not that you need to propose those in legislation, but what do you anticipate those alternatives being for grocery stores, for restaurants like Jason's, and for other places where they have come to rely on plastic bags?
Well, I think the first thing that I would do in greater detail is take a look at what other areas and what other states and municipalities and counties and what they've done. I mean, I know there's plastic ban in a numerous of places, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York, Austin, Texas. Like there's literally, I'm just trying to name bigger cities, Portland, Maine, Seattle, Washington. There's other municipalities and places that have done this, and they're not going out of business. Restaurants are thriving. Business is thriving. Grocery stores are doing very well. How were they done up until a number of years ago? Mm-hmm. I just recently watched something in one of the news magazine shows at night that we all know of, and they were showing on the island of Midway the carcasses of birds, and the only thing that hits Midway, which is known for a famous World War II battle, is animal lice and habitation. And they're all full of plastic in their bellies, and the only thing that gets there is through waves of the ocean.
Yeah.
We must be, and I actually like Jason's comment. I would love to work with him, hear from him, talk to him more, the fellow from Duffy's MVP Grill, which I enjoy going to, because there is a corporate responsibility in moving forward and doing the right thing. I think it's going to be very hard to find people who think, oh, no, using plastic bags and wasting them and throwing them in and I think on your own public PBS website,
Well,
75% of all plastic bags get to the landfills in the national environment.
Well, let me
need to do something.
Yes, we've only got about a minute left here, but what would you like to ask Jason Emmett, Senator Rader? I mean, it's somebody who is on the front lines who could be potentially impacted by this legislation.
I'd love to go into one of his restaurants with him and talk to some of his customers and see what they have to say.
I'm sure you'd be invited to do just that.
You know what? The first thing you do is you start asking some of your constituents. You start asking people in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
You start asking what drives our tax base, which is tourism.
Yep.
And you ask people, like, so what do you think? Do you think this is a good idea? Do you think you think this legislation is just onerous and just too problematic?
Yeah.
Or do you think we should be good custodians of our environment and our in doing policy like this?
Senator, we got to leave it there. The session coming up in just a matter of a few weeks, I'm sure you will be getting an earful, and we'll continue to watch it as well. Senator Kevin Rader from South Florida here, proposing a statewide ban on plastic bags and plastic straws. Jason Emmett, thank you, Jason, for your time as well. The president of Duffy's Sports Grill, appreciate you sharing your perspective with us,
too. My pleasure.
Thanks,
folks.
Thanks.